Hey y'all, it is your favorite academic success coach and college planning consultant, Candace Hudson, and welcome to part one of building your college list, make it make sense. Welcome you guys. So let's just hop right on into it. In building your college list, I believe there's a foundation you need to create, and in that foundation are a couple of conversations that need to be had. A conversation with yourself, right? And yes, I want you to talk to yourself, and a conversation with your parents, you know, and with your family. College is going to be 4 to 5 to 6 years of your life, depending on what you study. It is a large investment, a large monetary investment, and it's going to take a lot of your time. So one thing we want to do is have all of the necessary conversations that we need, so that we all have a clear understanding. There's clarity around the situation, a clarity around the process, and we're not just picking schools all willy-nilly. And when the time comes, we just apply. And when they send us acceptance letter, we're like, yay, we got in. But then we don't know how to pay for it. We get there, we realize we don't like the school, or the city is off, or the culture is not something that we thought. So first things I want to do is just talk about the conversations that we need to have. And in those conversations, one of the first things I like to focus on is your perspective. And if you haven't already, I'm going to pause a little bit and give you time to get some pen and some paper. I like pen and paper better than taking notes on my laptop or my phone, because I like to write that vision and make it plain, okay? So let me take a pause right quick and you guys get some pen and paper. All right, let's go. So your perspective is so important. And this is the conversation you want to have with yourself first. Because I want you to sit and start writing down all the myths you have about the college process or the journey or what you think about college. That it's too expensive and I can't afford it. I can only afford community college, or Princeton is out of my reach. I got to pick a major that makes sense, like being a doctor or an accountant or a lawyer. What myths do you have around this process? Because I want you to write those down, because one of the exercises that I want you to do is take those myths and write, and you're going to put a line right on through them and cross them out. Because I'm quite sure some of them aren't true. And that happens a lot. Why? Because we watch a lot of television. We might get some meaningful advice from our parents or other family members and friends, that they may be giving us their experience. But here's the thing. We all have a limited experience in certain areas, right? Like, I can't tell someone who is a swim teacher that you can't make money teaching swimming to students. You can't go to college to be a swim professor, right? Like, I can't tell someone that, because I do not have that experience. And just because it doesn't make sense to me doesn't mean it cannot be done, and it cannot be done in excellence, and it cannot be done well, and you cannot be paid well. And I know sometimes, guess what? I'm a parent, and I can speak on behalf of the parents that sometimes parents do that, right? Like, my parents, I'm a first generation graduate, so my parents couldn't really tell me anything, but they could tell me what they liked, what they would like for me to do, anything that was supposed to bring me, you know, a lot of money, right? Some parents might give their students and their children advice based on what they think works. And sometimes we hear like, oh, you know, I want to be a epidemiologist or something like that. And I probably jacked that word up. And a parent's like, well, how are you going to make money being that? Oh, what is that? No, you need to go to school for this. And that's why I want you to have this conversation with yourself first, and, you know, get rid of your myths and get your perspective straight, so that when you have a conversation with your parents, you can be confident in the ideas and in the things that you want to explore. Because college is also an exploration. There's no reason that you need to know everything. Like, it's okay if you guys are going into school and you do not know what your major is. That is okay. Feel confident in saying, I don't know. Someone said, what do you want to major in? I don't know. So what are you going to go to school for? I know I want this experience, but I'm not sure exactly what I'm majoring. Because you know why? Some of us went into school and we majored in things, and guess what? Changed our minds. I know plenty of people who are not operating or working in the very major that they went to school in. Okay? I went to school to be an accountant. And right now, obviously, my business is not in that. Okay? Although it is a 9-to-5 that I do. But if I could go back to school, I probably would have majored in psychology, just to be honest. And when we have our next session, I really want to hear your myths, because I want to talk about them, because I want to get your perspective on that. All right. I want to get what stories you may have around those myths in the process, because I really want us to hammer down on those things and create a great foundation so that you can go into this process with clarity. Again, you can't just pick random schools. I know you guys want to hurry up and skip steps and stuff like that, but skipping steps gets you in trouble. I've seen it 1,000 times, so trust me, okay? The years that you're going to spend in higher education, right, it's not forever. You need to graduate at some point. You're going to come out into society, be a productive citizen, right? You're a part of now the world. What are you going to contribute to this world? Right? What are you going to contribute? Who do you choose to be? What kind of student do you want to be in school? And who do you choose to be when you're coming out of school and you have to contribute now to this world? Understand that the school is not the prize. You are. You're the blessing. These universities, colleges and universities, trade schools, whatever you guys are looking into, whatever you're choosing to do, they can't even operate without your body being there, right? It's a business. They need students to understand how much of a commodity you are. Understand how important you are. To know that wherever I put my foot, you guys hear me say it in prayer. A lot of the times when we pray, I say, God, you know, let everything their hand touch prosperous. And every place the sole of their foot treads, they have favor. So whatever you step onto, we want that campus to know that I'm stepping into my favor on this campus. I'm going to thrive here. I'm a blessing to this school, okay? I understand that college, college experience is a resource to you. It's a resource for your life. It's an experience. It's not the end all, the be all. This is going to be a part of your life. So use this resource well. After you address your myths, and remember, in our next session, I definitely want to go over any myths that you guys have, because I want you to, you're going to cross, like I said, you're going to put a line through those myths at some point, and we're going to hit them with the truth. But I want you, you know, to really think about your talents and your gifts. And you guys know that I'm very big on you knowing who you are, your identity, you being able to advocate for yourself. Your gift is, it matters. I don't want you to go to school where your gift can't thrive, where your gift is going to suffocate. We can't kill your talents and your gifts. Some of you, you know, I mean, all of you are intelligent and brilliant, but some of you have different things that you're interested in, dance and art. And we have athletes. And I want you to know, what is your gift? What is your talent? Because although I'm here for academia, right, at this college or university, I have to also have a space to indulge and engage in my gift, because that's a part of who I am. And what I notice with students is when you take away their gift, when you don't allow them to engage in that gift while they are at school, something begins to die. It's like you're starving a part of them. So I really want you to understand that your gift matters. Right? Your gift matters. And I want you to think, how could I use my gifts on campus, even when I come out of school, even when I graduate? How could you use your gift? One of the things I like to do with students, especially those who may not have done a lot of community service or activities, honestly, I actually suggest this to all of my students, and I'm suggesting it right now, is that you guys have a passion project. your passion project has to be something that obviously is a passion of yours. Whether it's you creating your own collection for pet donations in your neighborhood. My passion project is Shonda's Prom Closet. For all of you who do not know, I am a part of an organization called Operation Prom National Network. And Shonda's Prom Closet is named in the memory of my sister. And every year for prom, we give away free prom wear. Tuxedos and dresses, accessories. We have like a big party. It's lit. It's amazing. And that's actually one of my passion projects. And I do it every year. We haven't been able to do it for 2 years because of COVID. But it's something that I've been indulged in for over 10 years. And a passion project, I give you guys our student ambassador of the program, Lauren. One of Lauren's passion projects her senior year was that she loves to write poetry. And it was very therapeutic for her for some tough times she was going through. And she wound up taking her poetry and published her first book. And she is now an author. So have something that, whatever you're passionate in, whatever that is, there is no such thing as, oh, that's stupid, or, oh, that's too much. I don't care what it is. Find what you're passionate about, because your gift matters. And I want you guys to begin your passion projects. That is something I want you to work on. And that's something that should be going on all the time, right? Something that you can work on all the time when you have downtime. It's something that you don't mind giving your time to, because it doesn't feel like work. It feels like fun. Okay? And like I said, your gift matters. And that's what, your gifts and your talents are going to be very important. So write those things down that you like, right? So first things first, let's just recap a little bit. As we're talking about our perspective, I want you to write down the myths that you have around the college process and journey, things that you've heard, things you've believed. And next, I want you to start writing down your talents and your gifts, and who you choose to be as a student. And now, whatever grade you're in college and beyond, who you choose to be. Now, that was the conversation that you have with yourself. Now we gotta have a conversation with our parents. Your parents, if you're listening, what's up? Hey, y'all. Now is the conversation we have to have with our parents. And I want you guys to have this conversation. And same thing, parents, if you've been listening, and I want you to write down your myths too. Write down what you think about this process so that we can combat those things. You guys can send your myths in to me so we can have a conversation about it. And I want you guys to get on the same page. The one thing I see students try to do, they try to do the process and neglect to include their parents. But you need their money. You need their credit card information for these college applications. You need their money to do everything, yet you don't want to include them. And then sometimes students get upset when they don't understand. And here's the thing, we want to understand. This is a family process. So as you are building your list and as you are researching, bring your parents in. Let it be a time that you work on your list and then a time when your parents can come in and look at some things with you so they can understand and learn the process as well. Because whether or not they've attended school, it's going to be different from when they went. So here's where we want to bring our parents in and also let them know, parents, listen, you know, have that open and listening ear to what your students want to do, whether or not you agree with it, which I know can be hard sometimes because we have a vision for, you know, us as parents, we have such a great visions for our children's lives that we want to make sure that they are always successful and doing their best. But here's the time when we get to explore and go look at different things. So if it's something that your student wants to be involved in that you're not so aware of, now is the time where they get to show you and say, hey, let me reveal this to you and research it. And let's go find out what we need to find out about it. And you guys can do that together. And parents, I just have to say a couple of caveats for you. I know you want your children to succeed. And I know you want them to do far better than you did. But you can't choose their school. And you can't choose their major. Not only will they regret it, but you will as well. Engage in this process with them so that you can learn about all the opportunities available to them and have the conversation so you guys could team up and be a team and do this thing together. But we have to give them advice and give them suggestions, but ultimately they have to make a decision, because whether or not they don't like it, at the end of the day, it'll be on them. And students, be open to your parents' advice, because don't forget, at the end of the day, they still have wisdom and they love you. So their best interest will always be at heart. And just understand that your perspective, your parents' perspective, someone else's perspective is just it. That's it. That's their perspective. And we all have to be open to other people's perspectives. Why? Because we don't all know everything. And we have, like I said, limited experiences, right? We all have a limited experience, which means I have an experience only confined to me. So me, I have to be open to hearing someone else's experience, because they may have experience outside of what has been confined to me. And I want to be able to listen to that and gain wisdom and glean from it, okay? Consider that there are other ways. And just be open to receiving that info. And lastly, I want you guys to be prepared to do the work. What I noticed when I look in the workbooks that I so nicely created for y'all is that sometimes y'all leave out information. And it looks like the information is like, oh, this is tedious. Why we need to do this? But here's the thing. It always comes up somewhere all the time. Oh, well, I didn't know this about this. But had you had did these little exercises and filled it in these little columns that I gave you, you would have been on that college website, that school's website, and you've been able to click in certain places and get the information that you needed. I do these things for a reason. And I need you guys to utilize it. You think you know everything. You don't. Like I said, we got to be open. Be open to what's being given to you so that you can take advantage of it. Take the time to do the work and do it properly, because it's a lot of work. So here's the thing. Before you begin to complain about how much work it is, just get that out your system and call it, you know, call a spade a spade. It's a lot of work. Researching a college is a lot of work. But you know what's better? What can be better than researching a college than be getting somewhere and having not done the research and hate it? Because I've seen that happen a gazillion times as well. Do the work. Get your complaining out your system. Call a spade a spade. It is what it is. Come to terms with the fact that it's a lot, so you don't have to complain about it all the time, because that's going to discourage you from following through. And persevere and push through it. It's going to be worth it. I promise you guys. And this part right here that you may think is not important. Oh, this is probably the most important part. It's having the conversations. Gaining your perspective. So that you know exactly what you're looking for when you start looking at schools. That you have considered the person that you are. And where you where that school will fit in your life, rather than you trying to fit into somebody else's school. You can't fit into somebody else's puzzle. The school has to fit your life. Is this school a fit for me? Okay? All right, guys. That is the end of part one. Building your college list. Make it make sense. I can't wait to hear all of your ideas that came out. From your task in here, your myths, your gifts, your talents, what came of the conversations you had with yourself and with your parents. I love it. Can't wait to hear it. I see you guys in part two. Be encouraged.